The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hi, welcome everyone to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. This is Dr. VJ, and we have a very, very exciting program here for you today. Joining me is my co-host, Dr. H. Dr. H, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing great. You know, living in California, the sun's just starting to come up. What are we going to do when daylight saving time comes in November? We have to use a flashlight, I think, to do the show, but it's well worth it.
Well, this is an exciting time to be here because we have a number of guests that have been coming on. Last week's guest was phenomenal, but we were going to be talking something a little bit more exciting today because something that's pertaining to everybody's mind right now, vaccination. The pros and the cons and, you know, what needs to be, like, you know, thought out before, you know, you subject yourself or your loved one to vaccinations. And our guest tonight, if I may just take a few minutes to introduce her, Dr. Hannah R. Solomon. She's a medical doctor, a pediatrician, graduated from the University of Missouri School of Medicine, and was board certified in pediatrics in 1989. She has a focus, Dr. Hannah's focus is on disease prevention and patient empowerment through education. And she has been referenced in national publications such as Parents, Good Housekeeping, Health and Women's World, and many, many more. She frequently gives lectures to both medical and consumer audiences about preventative and natural approaches to, get this, nasal health issues. That's our nose and sinuses, a very, very important subject that we'll be delving into later in the second part of our show. But she's devoted to her community as much as her practice. And Dr. Hannah has served as a sexual assault forensic examination physician, a volunteer board member of Rainbow House. This is a community home also for abused and neglected children, and as a summer camp physician. So welcome to the show, Dr. Hannah. We're happy to have you here, and let's talk about your views on vaccinations.
Okay, and thank you for having me. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning. You're on. Go ahead, Dr. Hannah.
Okay. You want me to just give a few general words about vaccines?
Right, about Gardasil and also about this H1N1 vaccination that, you know, children are being asked to take in their schools and what in universities and campuses around the country. What are your thoughts about vaccinations in general?
Yes, it's a great question. It's one of my favorite ones that we would review in the clinic when parents would bring children in for well exams. In general, I think there is no generality that one can make, except to say that I think it is imperative for families to educate themselves about the pros and the cons of each vaccine, why the Academy of Pediatrics recommends them in that particular vaccine situation, and then it's up to the family to get as much data from their physician in terms of their personal experience, their personal opinion, and then the family needs to make the ultimate decision. I think it's a mistake for us to vaccine herds. like herds of animals. And that's how we, in the scientific world, approach vaccination and immunizations.
You know, one of the things, I just want to jump in for a second, one of the things, and you brought up a real good point, because when we're told, and we've done this in a series of throughout the past, what, since the polio vaccine, so the past 40, 50 years, that we're told by the government that we need to line up, and it has to be mandatory, pretty much, and you have to have these inoculations. I love what you're saying, because what Dr. Vijay and I try to do on our shows each week is give people choices. So to educate themselves, to take responsibility, that seems to be the bottom line, as opposed to getting into the controversies that are on the Internet, as opposed to going to what the government says, as opposed to the CDC, the WHO. I mean, we can go crazy with all this, but I love that you're focusing on the fact that go to your doctor, talk to him or her, and go home, make a decision that you're comfortable with.
Exactly. And obviously that requires having a relationship with your medical provider,
right,
who is willing to discuss. You know, when I was little, my mom would have the attitude of, the doctor said so. The doctor said so. Well, then I went to med school, and, well, I didn't go to medical school until I was in my 30s, and so I had a brain on my shoulders, an independent brain. And so it clear to me that doctors are really only people that happen to memorize textbooks that are different than what lawyers memorize.
Mm.
And we're not that special. It's what we do with that information that makes a physician a special service provider. So let's take an example of chickenpox. I have always, when chickenpox first came out, the vaccine, I said to every patient of mine, first let me tell you that the Academy of Pediatrics tells me to tell you that you should give it to your child. And then I would go through a lecture about what the vaccine is,
mm-hmm,
what is it preventing, what are the risks to not get it, what are the risks to give your child that vaccine coupled with every other vaccine we're giving your child, and ultimately make your own decision. But with the chickenpox vaccine, I would also insert in there, but if it was my child,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
I personally would wait. And I usually say that for any new vaccine. I don't believe researching on 1,000 or 3,000 or 10,000 people for a few months or even just a couple of years is adequate data to give us a safety profile, especially when we're talking about children who have very young testicles, ovaries, thyroids, and brains and other vulnerable organs that are changing dramatically,
mm-hmm,
and especially when we're talking about pregnant women. So,
wow.
So I think that it takes decades of experiences and looking back to really be sure about the safety profile of a vaccine. And I actually, you may not think so, but I think that H flu is one of those vaccines that we have great information about, years and years of data. And, you know, yeah, in everything in life, it's risk-benefit. And I myself saw the risks. I myself told many a parent that their infant child has lost their life or has lost their hearing or has lost their hope for a normal adulthood because they were infected with the influenza. I'm talking about Haemophilus influenza, which is actually a bacteria, and it's the vaccine called H flu.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you the $64,000 question before we go into a commercial in a couple minutes. In regards to the potential, quote-unquote, swine flu, what's your feelings with that, and what's your feelings about getting the vaccinations? I guess there's a series of them.
Well, okay. You really put me on the hot seat. Because it just came out, yesterday that it's been approved. And I'm going to go back, and I don't want to sound like I'm on the fence in terms of, or not giving you a straight answer, but I do believe that the risk for swine flu can be deadly depending on who that person is and what their exposure is. And so you really have to weigh the risks and the benefits. Do I think everybody in the country should be herded and vaccinated? No. But I do believe that we know that, let's say, young adults, college students, and pregnant women are especially vulnerable. And I'm going to give you an example of a situation where I think maybe that person may want to consider getting the swine flu. But it is not for everybody necessarily. But if it's a pregnant person who's out of their first trimester and she is going to be traveling a lot in her second trimester and maybe has some underlying medical issues like asthma or renal insufficiency or something like that, I think she may benefit from the swine flu vaccine. Yes, there's a risk, but she also is at a high-risk category,
okay,
and you have to do risk-benefit, but it's not a uniform answer.
So the bottom line, Dr. Vijay and Dr. Hanna, is that if we keep our immune system nice and strong and healthy, you know, we're able to not get caught into this, whatever, to the left or to the right, and we can just, you know, walk through the potentials of the swine flu, influenza, pandemic, or not. But the bottom line is that I think there's a flag being raised and said, okay, you know what, let's take a look at our immune system. Let's start building up our immune system. And in your book, Clearing the Air, I love it, One Nose at a Time, is part of this building the immune system. Don't you think, Dr. Vijay?
Yes, I completely agree with you, Dr. H. But, you know, it's interesting that you talk about asthma because you're going to be talking a little bit more about your book and the respiratory tract infections and, you know, the sinus problems. But in children with asthma, especially children with asthma, there's a study that's been done with 800 children with asthma, and half of them were vaccinated and the other were not. Did not receive the influenza vaccine, even just with the influenza vaccine. And the conclusion of the study was the study failed to provide evidence that the influenza vaccine actually prevents pediatric asthma exacerbations. So here we have, you know, we're saying children with asthma to go for the H1N1, but we have to be careful that even for influenza vaccination, the study shows there was not much benefit for children with asthma. So that natural approaches may be, you know, as we're going to be talking about soon, may be one aspect of the total management of a child with asthma. What do you have to say on this, Dr. Hanna?
I love your approach. My feeling is that it is our job as medical providers to help the client focus on prevention. And prevention can only be addressed if you're decreasing the irritant toxic load to your body, and as Dr. H said, immunity. And the way you have, you know, the human body is an amazingly wonderful and strong, resilient organism. If we don't abuse it and overload it with garbage that we put in our mouth and garbage that we breathe in our nose, and so decreasing that load by eating in a healthy way, and cleaning your personal filter and drinking a lot of good water is really 90% of being well. And when you are well, you can tolerate an occasional viral particle crossing your neighborhood. It's no big deal. So,
a lot of information, Dr. Vijay.
Absolutely, and vital at this point of time when we are thinking about how to handle this. It's you know, the influenza epidemic that's coming on and the fears that's, you know, being triggered. I think this is a great, you know, topic that we need to speak about. Dr. Hanna, we welcome your approach because, you know, it's like I said, it strengthens whatever strengthens the immune system and to give us more choices for our listeners, you know, to see the various approaches they can take with their health. So we'll come back from the break and we'll continue with the book with Dr. Hanna.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Your health is your greatest treasure and the foundation for everything in your life. Learn about your health and all aspects of wellness and healing, both from a traditional perspective and from a natural one as well. Your hosts, Drs. Patrick Donovan and Herb Joyner-Bey, will encourage lively discussion about health and medicine in a light style that makes it easy for you to understand. The show is called Paradox of Health. Listen every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. We have with us a fabulous guest, a pediatrician, Dr. Hanna Solomon. And Dr. Hanna wrote this fabulous book that we were discussing earlier, Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time. Now, Dr. Hanna, big question here. What drove your passion to study the nose and especially, you know, clearing the nose?
In a medical school, one of my mentors was a pediatric ears, nose, and throat doctor named Dr. David Parsons, still one of my favorite people on the earth. And he said to me, Hanna, if I could get every patient of mine to wash their nose, I would be out of business. And ears, nose, and throat doctors, I'll remind your listeners, are basically surgeons mm-hmm. that take out tonsils, adenoids, put tubes in the ears, et cetera. And so I heeded his advice, and as a pediatrician, I really became the snot nose expert. Every kid came in with a snotty nose. But because of my previous live on the earth, grow green beans, and only eat soy milk kind of life previous to med school, I was not interested in handing out antibiotics like M&Ms. I treated my patients like I would treat my own child. And so I was very hesitant. It was a natural predisposition for alternative and integrative and preventative medicine. I just didn't know the words to it back then. So I taught Nettie the ancient technique of nasal lavage right. to two-year-olds before everybody else was talking about it. Before, you know, I was green before it was cool to be green, probably before everybody was born. But, and I used that experience to listen to my two-year-olds and my 10-year-olds and my 20-year-olds. My husband's a family practice doc, and we've had a mom-and-pop clinic. So I also saw my share of adults. And I used everybody's feedback to help me design what I think is a comfortable and convenient way for somebody to wash their nose.
Before you go there, I want to say something, because in your book, Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time, you talk about, you know, the different sinus infections, ear infections, that only about 20% of the cases really need to be on antibiotics. That's a very powerful statement.
And it's true. In fact, let me quote a recent study that was discussed in the Wall Street Journal, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, last summer. And they had a high number of patients who had diagnosed bacterial infections. We're not talking about allergies. We're not talking about just inflammation, but diagnosed bacterial infections in the sinuses. Half of the patients used nasal irrigation twice a day. The other half used traditional antibiotics and every other drug they give you, decongestants, antihistamines, nasal steroids, aspirin. Nasal decongestant is what I should say, not names. In 3 weeks of this treatment, 80% of the folks that only irrigated their nose was as perfect as the folks that were on antibiotics.
Wow.
That tells you that 80% of bacterial infections do not require antibiotics. And we all know, what does an antibiotic do to your normal flora? Let's go back to the immunity. When
sure.
your normal flora is destroyed, how are you going to fight the next thing that comes your way? And what about the superbugs?
That's what people don't understand. When they're on antibiotics, it says anti against biotics. So it's the good guys and the bad guys get destroyed, and that's where our immune system gets really suppressed. That's a very good point you brought up.
And can you imagine about the bacterial resistance that's developing, the MRSA?
Yeah, right.
You know, terrorism is a very scary threat to our society, but the number one threat is bacterial resistance because we don't have drug to really take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very scary thing. And you know where that bug lives, don't you? In the nose.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting, though. And what are the benefits of nasal washing?
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you have to wash your nose?
Well, why do you brush your teeth so that your teeth will last a long time, so you have healthy gums, so you have a healthy mouth environment? Why do you wash your feet so that they don't smell, so you don't get a fungal infection? Because it's part of the human nature to use all of the parts of our bodies, but also we need to wash them. And centuries ago, people would go swimming in the ocean because it was very therapeutic, the salt,
right.
The Dead Sea, et cetera, et cetera. The nose is the only part of the body that Americans, up until recently, have never considered cleaning. But it is the personal filter. It humidifies, filters, and warms the air we breathe. How important is that? Do you know that we make up to a quart of mucus a day naturally? Mm-hmm. And then if you get sick, exposed to pollution or a virus or whatever, you make more mucus. Well, that mucus begins to get thick and plugs up the pathways, the pipes, so to speak. And if you have plugged up pipes, that is the underlying cause of every nose, sinus, ear, throat, an upper respiratory issue there is. And one of my favorite sayings is, as the nose goes, the ears follow.
Right.
As
right.
the nose goes, the sinuses follow. So to me, because I'm a very simple-minded person, if something is not working, if you have a dirty wound, why don't you start by washing it? You may not need anything else to put on that wound because it will heal on its own if it's cleaned. And salt is very therapeutic.
So speaking of mucus, it comes in different flavors. And in your book, you talk about, because I was always taught that, you know, when it starts to become a dark color, especially if you're having a cold or the flu or sinus infection, that, you know, there's a problem. But you're saying that it can go from light to dark back to light again. So,
no, that's true. It's not just my word. It is true. If you follow anybody who has a common cold, their mucus will go through those changes of clear and white and gray and maybe a little yellow and green. The yellow and green is mostly because it's dried.
Mm, okay.
But if it comes out green, if it's iridescent, if it's very malodorous,
mm-hmm.
and if it's persistent for days and days and days, then that's a sign of infection. But so many of us run to the doctor because,
right.
My mucus was a little yellow. Here, I need an antibiotic. Well, why don't you just wash the mucus out and see what happens? Or why don't you drink and really hydrate yourself? Mm-hmm. Because if we eat well and we stay hydrated, we really are in pretty good shape most of the time. But you have to eat well, stay hydrated, and limit your exposures to the world.
So you're saying we need to take responsibility, right?
I'm sorry to say, you are responsible for yourself. It's true. But the thing about your salt and what you're washing with is, and I'd love to, I don't know how much time we have left, but it is important to note that the salt mixture you use for washing is as important as your delivery system because, Howard, you just said, Dr. Howard, you just said if you have to take responsibility. Well, human nature is if you're washing your nose and it's not comfortable, you will not do it on a daily basis. And what I've tried to do is develop a system that is so easy and comfortable, but without any preservatives, of course, so that people would do it as part of their daily hygiene. Why? Because ultimately we know if somebody were to wash their nose once a day for prevention, twice a day if you have any symptoms or you've been exposed, and 3 to 4 times a day if you're infected, that you will use less drugs. You will have fewer symptoms. You will prevent many of the nasal issues if you just wash. So it has to be the right salt combo to be comfortable.
How do we get the book?
Clearing the Air One Nose at a Time. Just go to nasopure.com, NASOPURE.
Is it available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble?
No, because I self-published.
Okay.
Just like my product, NasoPure is actually assembled by a sheltered workshop, disabled adults. It is made in America by disabled adults. And my book is self-published, and I just, you know, I never followed anybody's rules, starting from med school, so why would I want to follow the rules of...
Dr. VJ, she's one of us. Wait, I love her.
Absolutely, and I just love that you have so many useful tips and little things that people can do. But you talk a lot about the benefits, you know, reduces the allergic rhinitis symptoms, reduces coughing and other symptoms of post-nasal drip, may reduce snoring and reduce the nosebleeds, because that's all very common problems, not just in pediatric children, you know, the young population, but also in adults.
And those nosebleeds are usually twofold. Now, let's exclude the nosebleed from that rare patient who it's the presenting complaint for leukemia. Okay, we're not talking about those nosebleeds.
Right.
We are talking about from nasal irritants. And there's two reasons. One is chronic irritation. Your body is saying, please help me clean what's, I mean, you're just exposing me to too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you get raw place and washing the irritants. And there's a study that shows that the bicarbonate, the part of the NasoPure salt mixture, it's a 2-to-1 sodium chloride, sodium bicarbonate mixture. The bicarbonate mixture is a high proportion. Why? Because studies have shown that bicarb actually augments healing of raw tissue. The other thing is that nosebleeds are often a result of nasal steroids.
Oh.
Patient comes in, you have a stuffy nose, the doctor gives you a nasal steroid, you use it. Well, what is that steroid doing? It's actually suppressing your immune system, and you're not really getting to the origin of the problem. Why do you keep putting Band-Aids on these cuts? Why don't we talk about why are you getting these cuts?
Now, Dr. Hannah, we'll come back from the break, and we want to talk a little bit more about, you know, the medications and what your solutions are in the book, this fabulous book, Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time, by Dr. Anna Solomon. We'll be back after the break.
Steps to a Healthier You. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Inside all of us lives a warrior. We win battles with our careers, our finances, our children, our pets. It's time that the warrior within wins the battles with our own being. Modern-day Renaissance man Ori Hoffmeckler dispels eating urban legends and fitness myths in Voice America Network's The Warrior Within, your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival. Ori sets the record straight and will help you become leaner and healthier for a lifetime. The Warrior Within broadcasts live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Tune in for your guide to nutrition, energy, sex, and survival.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay, and on the air tonight, today we have Dr. Hannah Solomon, who's a pediatrician, and she's talking to us about nasal cleansing. And her book is a fabulous book. I ask anybody who has issues with the nose or respiratory infections or frequent bouts of, you know, low of getting flus and colds all the time or asthma, her book, the title is Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time, and it's about caring for your personal filter. So, Dr. Hannah, I am a fervent advocate for nasal irrigation. And, you know, until I learned to do it myself, I totally agree with you that I wish I knew this information when I was in medical school and certainly when I was practicing and seeing people in my practice. You know, nasal irrigation is such a simple procedure that anyone can do. But you have taken it, you know, into another level with your, you know, patented equipment called NasoPure. And I have a personal interest in it because I have a very, very close, dear, dear family member, a young child who went for serious sinus surgery and had terrible nosebleeds and bleeding and clots. And just the use of your NasoPure It's very simple. This 10-year-old child could use it and clear the clots in his nose. And I'm very pleased to say the mother is happy. So how did you come across, you know, making a perfecting this, you know, the cleansing, the cleanser, the filter for the nose? And what is so special about your equipment here?
Well, I guess I should start out by saying, since I'm from New York, and I didn't have access to water and swimming when I was a child, I'm a water wimp. I hate water in my nose. And how can I expect a 2-year-old patient to flood their sinuses with a neti pot and water if I myself was not willing to do it? So I had to find a system that felt comfortable even to me, even to the nose wimp. So what I accidentally found out one day was if you deliver the flush along the nasal floor and not upward, so there's no bending and twisting of your neck, there's no squirt upward, because when you experience water up your nose, it's identical to somebody pushing you in the pool and getting your head filled with water. It doesn't feel so good. If you flush along the nasal floor, parallel to the palate or your tongue or the earth, that is in the same direction, in the same pathway as the air that we breathe. And if you just hold your breath while you're doing it, which takes less than a second, it makes a U-turn at the back of the throat and exits the opposite nostril, taking with it 80% of the allergens, thinning the mucous membranes, shrinking the swollen membranes, thinning the mucous secretions, thinning the swollen membranes, improving the filtering mechanism by 17%, and this is more common sense than science, if you use enough salt to a viral particle, it will kill the germs. And anybody knows that. You add enough salt to any organism and it will die.
I want to jump in for a second because Meg and I have tried other products. You know, Dr. Vijay, like the nasal pot and the other different products that you can get at the drugstores. But when Dr. Hannah sent us the nasal pure, both of us tried it, that we both noticed that how gentle it was. We didn't have to stand on our head or go cockeyed or see the world upside down. And it was amazing how gentle it was and how easy it was. For me to take it without complaining, it was great. It's great, and it's a great thing for us to do on a daily basis. So, as far as I'm concerned, this nasal pure is the best product I've ever seen. Whether you get it at the drugstore or at the health food stores, and I'm sure you probably have experienced the same thing too, Dr. Vijay.
Yes, absolutely. It's very easy. It's very effective, yeah. And profound relief to the congestive. You know, when you have pain and pressure on inflamed sinus passages. Because, you know, we face so many irritants and allergens in our environment these days, and more so for children, you know, and pediatricians and surgeons, as we were talking earlier in the break, Dr. Hannah, it's always a good indication to get a second, third, fourth opinion,
right.
You know, when your pediatric surgeon suggests us, you know, to do a sinus surgery. I've learned from my, you know, unfortunate, you know, family member who has gone through this, that it's a very traumatic episode, not only for the child, but for the whole family.
And so, I have experienced through my patients and have read, there are many studies that support that if you go have sinus surgery, unless you are going to address the root of the problem that got you in the situation in the first place, you will be under the knife again in 5 to 10 years. Here's the scary part. If you think about the maxillary sinus, which is the most common sinus that's infected, it is like a cave. It's a bony cave, but it has a tiny door way, way, way at the top of the cave, right? And so we have these little hairs that sweep our mucus to the top door. Things get in trouble when that top door gets plugged with swelling, mucus, and irritation. then the piping gets backed up and then gets infected. If you keep that window, that doorway to the sinus open and clean and allow the natural flow, you'll never get in trouble. If you have surgery, what they do is they clean that good mucus lining, they tear it away, and they make the trap door even bigger. Well, if you make it bigger, what's the side effect? More germs will enter the sinus cavity. So the real addressing of that problem is cleaning the trap door often, not waiting for it to get infected, and then expect the surgeon to fix it.
Right.
The only exception to this is if there's a mass that is actually blocking the pathway. That's the only time you should have sinus surgery. And I'm just a proponent of don't just fix it. Let's really get to the root of the problem, because otherwise we're in the same boat in 5 years.
Now, we also talk about sore throats. That's something that so many of us face, and practically everybody has it at some point in their lives, and some unfortunate people face it, you know, suffer from sore throats, you know, very frequent episodes of it. And you know that due to, and how does nasal, you know, cleaning up your nasal passages help with sore throats?
Oh, I love that question. As I said earlier, we make up to a quart of mucus a day. Most of that mucus is swallowed. When it drips down the back of your throat, mucus is naturally acidic. It's an acid.
Right.
And hence, it's burning your throat. If you clean your nose, you won't have as much mucus burn the back of your throat. Now, some people will say, now, Hannah, you don't want to wash away too much mucus because the mucus is a good protection. And that's why I in my instructions, say once a day for prevention, twice a day if you have symptoms, because even if you're washing twice a day, you are still continually making mucus, and a small amount of mucus is good. As long
Again,
as it's
one more time, how do we get the book and how do we get the product?
Nasopure.com. I'm actually having a special if anybody wants to order. I don't even know the date of it, but if you order $50 or more of NasoPure, we will include a free book, but it's nasopure.com. And if anybody ever has just questions about their nose, they can email me through my website. I'm really happy to answer questions.
Okay, so that's nasopure.com, nasopure.com. You have a phone number, too?
877-853-P, like in Paul, U-R-E.
877-853-P-U-R-E. Wow.
That's correct.
This is great information because it's something that, you know, all of us are facing, especially coming, the flu epidemic is coming and going to hit us soon. And this is a good time. I encourage all our listeners, you know, please, if you have not got a copy of Dr. Hannah's book, you know, and you're interested in preventive methods, and this will greatly enhance your immune system. You'll feel so much better even after the first, nasal cleansing. Very easy to do. It's not complicated. Everything is explained, even a child, a 10-year-old child. And I think you talk about in your book, a 3-year-old child can be taught easily how to do this.
A 2-year-old. I have instructions on how to do it.
Right.
If a child can stand and hold their toothbrush, they can be taught how to wash their nose, and it is never to force anybody. And if anybody has any questions about teaching a child, they can email me, because the ultimate goal is to reduce medication use in children and adults and grandparents.
And see, I fall
so
in that
much.
Category as a child, so I was able to follow the directions, and I did very, very well with it. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Good.
We're going into the break, and when we return back from the break, we'll have more to talk about in this subject. So welcome back, everybody, when we come back from the break.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
For several decades, homeopathy has been associated with more than just natural healing. What exactly is homeopathy, and how can it benefit your total health, lifestyle, and overall well-being? Tune in to Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation when host classical homeopath Linda Morse will take you through the philosophy behind homeopathy and with special guests explain how its principles can be applied to many aspects of modern-day healthy living. Homeopathy, Health, and Transformation airs live Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. This is a great show that we have on for you today. We have a wonderful guest, and we are just in time to ask her some final questions. Dr. Hannah Solomon, who is the author of the book, Clearing the Air, One Nose at a Time. Dr. Solomon, please give us your views on any other conditions that can be used, that we can use for nasal irrigation, what will be good for, some of your comments on that.
Yes. When young children have chronic nasal irritation, then they develop a very low-grade hearing loss, and that can affect speech development. So a child who's had a chronic snotty nose and delayed in their speech should have nasal irrigation as part of their therapeutic evaluation and approach. And now I'm going to jump to bad breath. As we get older, our mucus gets thicker and stickier, and along with some drugs and other reasons that happens, so it can cause bad breath. The lack of ability to smell the fragrances in our world and taste our foods, smell and taste are totally related. I have known hundreds of people who lost their sense of smell, and when they started washing, it slowly returned, snoring. Anybody who snores, that's a whole other discussion, but snoring can be helped in some situations with nasal irrigation. And as a mother with just a common sense brain, if it cannot harm you and it could help you, then you should try the non-invasive, non-harmful approach. So snoring, pregnancy rhinitis. 20, 30, 40% of pregnant women get congested noses. They cannot use any drug. They should be washing their nose with a hypertonic buffered. Bloody noses, polyp. If you have polyps, those are benign growths. If you have polyps, that's probably a reflection of you have been exposed to chronic irritation for years and years, and nothing will take those polyps away. even surgery cannot truly remove polyps because they have, like a tree, they have deep, deep, deep roots. So even surgically, if you take away the polyp tissue, it will grow back. But what you can do is, one, start early and prevent them by cleaning your nose on a regular basis. But the next thing is you can shrink them and keep them at bay if you're washing aggressively. Asthma. University of Missouri in Columbia, pediatric asthma specialists. They use NasoPure for every single tough patient that walks in their door. Why? Because this medical group is unusual. They see the benefit of avoiding steroids, of avoiding antibiotics, of avoiding bronchodilators when not necessary. So they recommend nasal irrigation, actually with NasoPure, instead of using the free steroids that are given by the drug companies. And I think that says a lot. They have no financial involvement in my company. And now, they recommend it for every asthmatic patient.
Now, is there any contraindications that somebody shouldn't have their child, you know, clean the nose?
Yes. You should never force somebody to do it. You should never do it to somebody else. Let me say this. There's no real contraindication. If you're doing it yourself, and it's comfortable, never force it. And I do want to say one word. When I give lectures, I ask this question all the time, and 100% of the time people get it wrong, except for one 90-year-old chiropractor once answered the question correctly. If you are congested completely on the right side of your nose and you're totally open on the left side of your nose, which side should you begin your washing? Since nobody can answer me, most people say the open side, and that is incorrect. Always, always, always start on the congested side. Mm. If you start on the open side, the path of least resistance is the ear, and then it will go in the ear.
Okay, so one more time, how can we get the product? And you already have the kit with the nurse. I don't have to use table salt or anything like that because you already have the little package. So how do we get the kit in the book?
NasoPure.com, NasoPure. If you place an order for more than $50 today, we will send you the book. Table salt, don't ever use table salt. It has iodine in it.
Correct.
You can use sea salt. If you use... in my book, there's a whole discussion about salts. And any washing is better than no washing. If you have any questions, email me, nasopure.com.
Thank you very much.
Empower yourself through knowledge. Boy, we thank you very much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Enjoy your day, and I hope you get to smell the flowers.
Thank you, Dr. Hannah. The same to you. We loved having you here.
Yes.
So that was a great... great information, Dr. H. And especially given that we both practice nasal cleansing.
You know, it's so simple. It's so simple. People complicate it. To build up our immune system, to walk through life the way things are going with the viruses, the bacteria,
yes.
the whole nine yards,
yes.
do the simple little things like this NasoPure. It's so simple, so easy. It takes, not even a minute, you know, to do each nose. So you spend a couple of minutes doing that. But what we can do to help prevent taking medications, what we can do to help prevent, you know, lowering the immune system, she's got a great product.
Right. We totally, totally have personal experience with it and, you know, a family member in my case, you know, and your case too. So, you know, this is a valuable, valuable tools. We are talking about choices and tools that we can, you know, have to improve our immunity, to learn more about taking care of our health and well-being, you know, and food, nutrition, you know, anything that can help us, you know, the holistic, you know, approach. This is what, you know, we talk about in the show.
So next week we're going to have very interesting, controversial, let's straighten the world out author and book, right?
Yes, it's Dr. Kayla Daniel, and she's talking about the whole soy story. She's been very much in the news, as you know. She's Dr. Daniel is a from PhD, and she has got in nutritional sciences and anti-aging therapies. And she has written a fantastic book about the whole soy. You know, what's good about soy, and you know, this is something very close to my heart, Dr.
Yes.
H. You know, how the use of the right soy, namely fermented soy, used in the right dosages and the, you know, in small amounts, you know, how it can help, you know, improve our immunity, improve our well-being. And the dangers and the controversies right there with taking, you know, unlimited amounts of you know, unfermented soy.
Right.
So this is just part of our nutritional setup, and you know, this is great information that we received today, and you know, next week we are looking so much forward to having Dr. Daniel with us.
So what we're going to do, like today we had clearing the air one nose at a time. We're going to next week talk clearing the air about soy. So powerful people that we have on our show, they carry a great message, and I'm glad that we're part of this. Yeah.
Yes, and so we want to wish everyone a very, very happy week ahead, and, you know, go smell the roses and the flowers. So until we meet again, we want to wish everyone all the very best, and take care.
And if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye for now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.